Each July, up to 200 artists rent booths in Appleton City Park. They've come for the last 43 years, and their wares attract thousands of people. That's become the problem, according to Appleton City Clerk Cindy Hesse. She's also on the Special Events Committee that's recommending denial of a license for this year's Art in the Park.
And it just has put such a huge pressure on a neighborhood park, having 20,000-plus people in a small park, in a congested neighborhood. There's access issues for emergency vehicles, there are parking issues, and just the pressure it puts on the park itself.
City Park is ringed by large old homes and narrow streets. Hesse says the Special Events Committee would like to see at least part of the event relocated to the grounds of nearby Lawrence University or to College Avenue. But organizers say that would destroy the flavor of Art in the Park. The director is Judy Cusick with the Appleton Arts Center.
Sure, there's always that possibility of moving it, but if we were to have a street show similar to what they do in Madison around the square or on College Avenue, it clearly is not Art in the Park anymore. The heart and soul, the essence of Art in the Park is not going to be the same.
The city council could step in and decide to let the art stay in the park. It'll discuss the issue at its meeting on January 15th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.